Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Pro Bowl teams were announced yesterday for the NFL, and really interesting because, you know, at the quarterback position, even though, you know, we've often talked about no one guy has kind of run away with things statistically, a lot of guys playing on a similar level. And so in the AFC, the quarterbacks were the starter, of course, Lamar Jackson, most likely to win his second straight MVP, pretty much a certainty to win his second MVP, not straight, but second MVP of his career. And then it was Tua of the Miami Dolphins and Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of people feel like Josh Allen got snubbed. Are you one of them?
Absolutely, Mr. Chris Broussard. Patrick Mahomes does not belong on the Pro Bowl this year. That doesn't mean his career doesn't matter. And, oh, my God, what disrespect. And, oh, my God, how could you say Patrick Mahomes not an All-Pro? He hasn't been an All-Pro all year. It's just funny how they just named the team. He was coming off five field goals in a row because he couldn't get in the end zone. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes have similar numbers except one thing. When it comes to touchdowns, it ain't even close. Josh Allen has like 15 more
NFL
touchdowns.
Record tied with Jalen Hurts for quarterback.
15 touchdowns more than Patrick Mahomes. Dude, come on. This is not a lifetime achievement award. We know how great Patrick Mahomes has been. Just not this year. Chris, ask me, does Patrick Mahomes belong in the Pro Bowl this year? Ask me.
I'm not playing along with your stuff.
Ask me.
What? Is Patrick Mahomes a Pro Bowler?
Not this year. Not this year. Come
on. That
was
a big setup.
It was a little different, yeah. And I get it. You know, you never want to be like, oh, yeah, I was a mistake. Oh, Patrick, how could he not be? Dude. And it ain't even he's having a bad year for Patrick Mahomes. He's just not having a good year. And I think it's okay for us to, whatever it's, Chris, if it's the offensive line, which is leaky, we know that. We know the wide receivers haven't been great. We know they don't run the ball effectively enough. Like, there's a lot of things wrong. But to look at this year, and I'm talking about, especially when you talk about him and Josh Allen, and if anything, Josh Allen's season is on the uptick. Like, they started out like they were dead in the water, and now they've turned it on, and he's played well. And Patrick Mahomes, they lost like 5 out of 8. And they won the other Sunday with 5 field goals. They went like an hour and a half without getting a touchdown. This is Patrick Mahomes. This is an all-pro, I mean, Pro Bowl, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? I'm sorry, not this year. And it's no disrespect that you some years you don't make it. This was one of those years. He doesn't deserve to be in the Pro Bowl.
Look, you make a compelling case. If it had been Josh Allen instead of Patrick Mahomes, I don't think there would have been an uproar. I think it's been close. We talked about it on First Things First today. But at the end of the day, I had to say, number one, I don't think Josh Allen was snubbed because I think it really is close between the three guys that made it and Josh Allen. And if you want to throw C.J. Stroud in there as well, Rob, I do think this. I think the three quarterbacks, because a lot of people, like ESPN said, the guy that should have been off instead of Josh Allen was Tua. And they would have kept Mahomes on. At least that was the article, Bill Barnwell. I think that the three quarterbacks in the AFC, Rob, that do the most for their teams are Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen. And I think the fourth would be C.J. Stroud. When you, in terms of, like, putting the teams on their backs. And the thing is, so I think, you know, I don't think it was a snub. I do think Mahomes, I'm fine with him being on it. Obviously, he's not having his greatest year, but I'm fine with him being on it. You said the numbers are similar. The numbers passing-wise are basically a wash between him and Josh Allen. Josh Allen does have 15 touchdowns rushing the football, which is big. Like I said, it's an NFL record for quarterbacks. It's tied with Jalen Hurts, so we'll see if they end up tied or if one of them sets the record for himself this upcoming week. But here's one of the things I landed on, Rob, in terms of why I'm fine with the three that they picked. Obviously, Lamar's not even in the conversation. Tua, I don't think he's as good as Allen or Mahomes. I think you would agree with me. But this year, he's leading the AFC in five passing
categories. Thank you. I mean, like, you can't leave him off. If you're doing that, Chris, then what is the point on even having it?
We got to have some stats. Why we got stats?
Exactly.
So I'll give you that. He's leading the AFC, Rob, in completion percentage, touchdowns.
How could ESPN say that they should take him off game based off of that?
I mean, going off here. Look, there's an argument there because his big games came against tomato cans. He didn't do a ton against the good teams. They're 1-4, obviously, against teams with winning records, and he struck. So there's an argument. I don't buy it. I say he's got to be on there. Passer rating is number one as well in the AFC. But when it comes to Mahomes and Allen, Rob, this is where I'm at on those two. And again, if it was Allen instead of him, I don't think I'd have made a stink. But to me, Rob, and I'm trying to be consistent, and I want your view on this when I'm done. The argument for Lamar Jackson to be MVP is this. The record, his team's 13-3, and they're the number one seed. So how have you placed yourself in position for the playoffs? They're the number one seed. And the eye test. Now, injuries too, he's had some players injured. But I think the bigger thing would be the eye test. Lamar Jackson's numbers are not great. He's going to be the first quarterback in a while to win the MVP without great numbers. Not even rushing the football are they great. And so, but when you watch him play, Rob, it's like dude's dominating the game. I don't care if he's only got one touchdown this game. He dominated the game. And when you watch Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, first of all, let me go to the record. The record's the same, right? 10-6. However, Kansas City won his division and is locked into the playoffs. Buffalo might not make the playoffs. You're one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and your defense is top five, and you might not make the playoffs. I got to look at that because I'm looking at it with Lamar. If Lamar's team was 10-6, he's not winning the MVP. Part of his argument is their record. And then the eye test, Rob, I know Mahomes has not been great this year by his standards. But when you watch Patrick Mahomes play versus Josh Allen, It's just not close to me in terms of who you'd rather have. Patrick Mahomes may make a bad mistake here or there. Josh Allen does it regularly. As great as he is a ball of dynamite. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's bad. But a key thing to me for quarterbacks is you want consistency. I want to know what I've got, what you're going to do for the most part. Can I count on you? And with Josh, he is up and down like a freaking seesaw. And so eye test to me is clearly Patrick Mahomes. And then finally, and this isn't even one of my arguments, but it's just to address a point you made, Rob. Josh Allen is not on the rise. He's not on the upswing. His team has won the last four games and five of their last six. But Josh's actually numbers are atrocious during that stretch. He's run for six touchdowns during those four games. But Robbie's averaging 183 yards passing a game. He's got three passing touchdowns and three interceptions in that period.
Yeah, but
I credit him for just being like, man, look, let's win. I don't care what my numbers are, how many times I'm throwing it. Once they threw it 15 times against Dallas. But my point is he's not put the team on his back and carrying them in this stretch. It's actually like, do less. Do less, Josh. We got you doing less. We're running the ball better. Do less, and now we're winning. So all those things considered, I'm fine with it. I'm not going to poo-poo your argument because I think it is very close. But those are my reasons why I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I just – when a team is winning, and the same thing, coming off of Patrick Mahomes in the last game where they had five field goals and they couldn't get any – I mean, that to me summed up their season. That's what it's been like, just frustration, missed opportunities.
You don't think the Buffalo's season is frustration?
I'm just saying.
They might miss the playoffs.
When I look at it, and I know that they – but it doesn't feel like he's played well to me. And I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes. If I look at these two, and one guy has so many more touchdowns, I don't know how – you could overlook that. That's just me. I don't believe if I had to pick, and Tua's not the one you're taking out. It would be Patrick this year, and I get it. I know a lot of it has to do with reputation, history. Chris?
That he is, the top player in the game.
And for him not to make the Pro Bowl would be a knock to that. It just would be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Lakers have now lost. Yeah, they've lost 8 of their last 10. And there was a story today.
Jimmy Butler didn't even play yesterday. My God.
They lost to the Heat last night. I watched that game. Butler didn't play. And they've now, like I said, lost 8 of their last 10. They're 3-9 since they won the in-season tournament. And, Rob, they're a half, basically tied with Golden State for the 10th spot in the West. And, of course, that means the final play-in spot. And so there was a story today in The Athletic saying Darvin Ham, in his second year, has they even said 6 sources said that he is at odds with the players, and the players are questioning him, his rotations. And,
I was impressed that he like had that. Chris 6 sources on the story. That's
it was 2 guys,
right?
You know, Jovan Buha, who's a friend of the show, and Shyam Charania. So between the two of them, they had 6 sources.
That's a lot of people.
Yep. But I'm gonna say this. That's ridiculous, man. That's ridiculous. Just 2-3 weeks ago, you won the freaking in-season tournament.
And they were splashing champagne like it was going out of style.
Right. Now all of a sudden he can't coach? I mean, really. Rob, to me, first of all, Darvin, last year y'all got to the Western Conference Finals with Darvin Ham. This year you won the in-season tournament with Darvin Ham. Why don't the players look in the freaking mirror at themselves?
Because it's never
your
their
roster
fault.
Is nice. Whose roster's better? You know why Denver better than y'all? Because Jokic is better than anybody you got. You know why the Clippers are better than y'all? Because they're stars. They got more stars than you. They got 3 legit stars. You got 2. Boston's younger and deeper. We can talk about a few other teams. Milwaukee, their 2 stars are in their prime. Only 1 of yours is. But your roster is not bad.
All I heard was that the Lakers won the offseason, Chris.
Right.
That's all I heard. Oh, look at the changes.
Can you look in the mirror? Can you look in the mirror and say, what can we do better? I mean, seriously. It doesn't make sense that 2 weeks ago this dude could coach, and now all of a sudden you want him out. And this is the thing. It's emblematic, Rob, of today's players. I mean, we heard it a week or two ago with Kevin Durant. KD, in fairness, we didn't hear it from his mouth, so maybe it was just
yeah,
BS.
But you always know, Chris, there's always like nowadays.
A leak, an agent,
yeah, there's something out there. You know, like that stuff gets out there because it wants to get out there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think there's – whenever I start hearing stuff now, I'd be like, okay, like it don't have to come straight from his mouth, but they let people know, put it out there, and then it's in the water.
And I'm like, Rob, like with Kevin Durant, like I said yesterday, I do not want to hear another trade request from you, bro. I'm sorry, because we're running out of teams for you to go to, because you're only going to go to one of the top ones. All right? I don't want to hear it. And I want players to look in the mirror and say, we have to be better. Lakers, shoot better. You're one of the worst 3-point shooting teams in the league. Shoot better. I know you work on it.
And Chris, the Heat come to town. They're on a road trip. Without their best player.
Like you said, no Jimmy Butler.
Without Jimmy Butler, really? And then they got
Jaime Jaquez, the rookie. Their roster was better than yours last night?
Right. No way, no how. And they got worked in the fourth quarter. Worked over like a burger and fries.
Yep. I mean, come on, man. I just get – and I'm not saying, obviously, there's times when coaches should be fired. But every slump, we can't be like, it's the coach's fault.
No, your point is already well taken, okay? About, and I know they haven't won anything in the championship, but last year they got off to a bad start, got all the way to the Western Conference. They just didn't match up with Denver, okay? Like, they weren't going to beat them. If you remember game one, Chris, Anthony Davis had 40 points, and that was an L. So they weren't going to win that series, okay? Period. And then you talk about what they did in the in-season tournament. They won. That wasn't 3 months ago. It was a couple weeks ago.
Right, right. Y'all, like you said, they were celebrating darn near like it was a
championship.
Like it was at least a conference championship.
Chris, I had not seen so much cheap champagne thrown around since I went to Jonas's wedding. You know what I mean? Nothing, Alex, nothing.
I mean, that's all I'm saying.
It's not
saying.
That funny.
And again, I'm not saying that Darvin hasn't made some mistakes.
Who hasn't?
I'm just tired of, like, when the Lakers, and the leader of the Lakers is LeBron, and sometimes whenever LeBron's team's struggling or don't look like they got a championship in the bag, I start hearing rumblings. Need a new coach. Need
change
new
some
players.
I mean, let's get rid of 8 guys. Yeah, let's do it. We got to mix
come
this
on.
Deck up.
And to me, everything LeBron does at this point is gravy. I mean, Rob, I know that goes against your philosophy of, well, what if he wins a championship? You know, we're going to hold it. We're going to give him praise so we can hold it against him if he loses. To me, this is different. Dude's 39. I don't expect him to be good, let alone great, which he still is. So everything he does is gravy to me at this point. But I get tired of every time your team don't look like the championship is going to be handed to you on a platter. It's like you got your birthright is to win the championship. How about you go win it? You got Anthony Davis?
I'm with you. When they got Anthony Davis, you thought, okay, him and LeBron, you got your big two, Chris.
And
you build around those guys. And it just doesn't seem that.
Torian Price, D'Angelo Russell, Jackson Hayes, Rui Hachimura, Jared Van, these are good role players.
I think the biggest point you make is about LeBron having a birthright, that there is no birthright that you have to have a team to compete.
Right.
There is not. Why?
Rob,
you don't think that's for everybody? For everybody. I used to always say this, Chris, and I don't know if you – I remember when, you know, everybody wanted Patrick Ewing to win a championship.
Yep, yep.
And I remember saying – I think I wrote a column. Charles Oakley deserves to win a championship too. And what I was saying was that guy gave his – Chris, you know what his all. Nobody dove for more balls in the stands, stood up for his teammates. That guy didn't want to win.
Right.
It ain't only just about – I was like,
right.
You think he's the only guy who wants to – who deserves to win?
And I get that this, you know, Ewing obviously was
no, and I'm
superstar.
Not knocking Ewing, right, but I'm just – my point but is there are other people who want to win too is my point.
That's all I'm saying. And I don't feel like any other stars, I mean, that we feel like, oh, we got to get them, you know, get them more help. Get them, like, it's all the time. And I'm like, when Michael Jordan was in Washington, Rob, was there, I don't remember that this outburst of, oh, they got to go get more players. It was like, you know what? They're not going to win the championship.
Right, and that was
it. But let's just enjoy watching Jordan at this late
stage
of his career.
Chris, there was none of that. They could have easily tried to revamp the roster at the midway. None of that happened. Here's the roster he's playing with. They went 2 years. They didn't even make the playoffs with Michael Jordan. I mean,
that's just
– and that was it. There were no big trades, no midseason shakeups, no coach getting fired, Chris. None of that. None of it.
That's all I'm saying, man, is like, and LeBron is playing well. He's playing very well. But I'm sorry. A two-week slump I don't want to hear calls for the coach to be fired. And if this reports, I mean, six sources is hard to deny. The players, look in the mirror, please. Look in the mirror and play better.
And pop that pimple on your face. They're looking in the mirror, aren't they? I'm sorry.
All right. But you, Rob G, where you at on this?
This is your team,
you're
right.
You're probably with him. Oh, get rid of Darvin. Get rid of Darvin.
No, Darvin ham sandwich is what Rob G's called.
I've been down on Darvin ham sandwich for about a year now.
See, there you go.
You were down on him when y'all went to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, because the reason why things turned around is that he basically dumbed down everything that they did. They played the obvious rotations. They ran the same defensive set over and basically funnel everything to AD. And we can't do anything else.
No, but they got to the Western Conference.
Yeah, and that's
final.
What I'm saying is that's the most basic thing. Like, that's me as a casual fan.
You do what's best for your team, though.
Sure, and that worked. And then this season, if he would have just built off of what they did last year, they brought a lot of the same roster back. They could build on it and do some things. Instead, he's trying to reinvent the wheel and put a whole new offense in, and he has this infatuation with Cam Reddish, who can't shoot, but he can defend, all right? But we just gave $48 million to a guy who can't shoot and plays defense and Jared Vanderbilt. So I don't understand.
That ain't him. That would be Rob Pelinka.
Why would you not play the guy you invested in? Why would you play the vet minimum signing guy who's been bouncing around the league for 4 years? Like, he has this idea of how he wants them to play, but he's not coaching the team he actually has.
You just criticized him for going basic last year.
No, because that worked. So
but you talked about it like he was just rolling out the basketball.
When he does the things that make the most sense, it works. But he seems like he's trying to show how it's his team and it's his imprint on the team. It's very similar to Josh McDaniels.
I think he's searching for some stuff.
So why is he not doing the most obvious things, Chris?
Well, that's what last year it looked like you're set with Russell and Reeves and LeBron and Hachimura and Davis. And maybe if you want to throw in, you know, now you got Taurean Prince, you could move him in for D'Angelo Russell, or you got Vanderbilt, whatever. I agree. It looked like last year they had a good group to build on, but let's keep it real. Y'all went to the Western Conference Finals, got swept. And everybody was like, we got to make changes. We got to be better. Nobody was saying, oh, let's just build off of this. Next year will be better. And understandably, because you're older. But that's the thing, is like in this mad rush to get LeBron another championship, it's like you don't let things play out. Darvin probably feels like, man, I got to make changes, or they, rightly so, or they going to fire me. Because last year wasn't good enough. It was fine. It was as far as you should have went. But it wasn't good enough, so now it's like I have to make the changes to get us past that. And those changes have backfired. And look, here's the deal. They play 10 of their next 12 games, or I think last night might have been the first of a 10 out of 12 game stretch where you get 10 of the games are at home. If they are bad in this home stretch, I don't think it's right, but I don't know if Darvin will survive.
Are you serious?
I mean... They made Westbrook a scapegoat. And we understood. We said he never should have been there in the first place.
No, we were down the hall. Yeah, we were down on that from Jump Street. That wasn't even a second guess. And it wound up being as bad as it could have been. All right.
My philosophy of life, take responsibility for yourself. And Lakers, look in the mirror, blaming the coach. Y'all just won the freaking in-season tournament. Whatever that's worth, you won it. Now look in the mirror, buckle down, play some better defense, rebound the freaking basketball, play to your strengths, your size. Heck, if LeBron and AD, I don't know if they're, you know, upset or not, go talk to him. Go talk to him. But all these stories and leaks, man, come on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We have talked about the NFL, obviously, as we head into the playoffs after Week 18 coming up.
Playoffs?
We talked about the Pro Bowl and the quarterbacks, and Brock Purdy is a Pro Bowl quarterback in the NFC. And because the Niners have the first seed in the NFC locked up, just like the Raiders, I'm sorry, the Ravens, in the AFC, the Niners are sitting. They have said they're going to sit Brock Purdy, and the Ravens have said they are going to sit Lamar Jackson. And Steve Young, the Hall of Famer, the great all-time great quarterback and all-time great 49er who won a Super Bowl with them as well, he has said that he thinks it's a bad idea for Brock Purdy to sit out Week 18. Here he is.
I don't like sitting out. It's not taking a week off. It's just I'd rather warm up, play a quarter, even a half, and be done. Like, that's the way to kind of stay with it. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like there's any, you know, now you're going to get the next week off, so you're not going to play for 3 weeks. I mean, 21 days. That's just, from a quarterback spot, that's a hard restart. It takes a minute. I always said, it takes a half, every game you miss, it takes a half to kind of get fully back up to speed.
Yeah, interesting, we've talked about this. He also has been a great analyst, too, so, you know, he knows what he's talking about, but go ahead.
Yeah, we've talked about this, and I'm going to agree with him for the most part that, and I understand that football's unlike most sports, Chris. The last thing you want is to have your quarterback playing in a game that doesn't matter anything, and then he gets hurt. Then Which you're like,
remember last year? I mean, it was a meaningful game, obviously, but he and all their quarterbacks got hurt.
and then people look at you and go, "What are you playing for? Right. There was nothing to play for. My God, can't we get him healthy? It's a tough spot to be in. But I've seen guys come out rusty too after 3 weeks. 3 weeks is not natural once you've played a full season. It just isn't. We talked about the baseball, Chris. You play baseball for 6 straight months.
Every day, essentially.
Every day. And then the week before, then you have a week off before the playoffs start. You think that's good? I don't think that's good.
Nah, I'm with you, Rob. And I agree with Steve Young. I think, and there are a few reasons. Number one, as you said, 3 weeks off when you're used to playing every week is a lot. It's just a different rhythm. But also, Rob, and look, they're going to practice and relatively hard. Obviously, they're not going to be hitting and things like that. But there's nothing you can do, even if you were, and I know they won't, but even if you were to practice hard with hitting and things, you can't replicate the intensity of an NFL game. So that will be 3 weeks from the last time that you actually felt the intensity of an NFL game. Rob, you've done TV. And you know I'm on daily on First Things First. If we're off for 3 weeks, when you go back into the studio for that first show again, it feels a little odd. I mean, you do it and you're fine, but it takes you a moment or moments to really get back in a rhythm. It just feels different again.
It's reps. It's less like anything else you do. It is.
And the thing is, Rob, in football, I mean, you heard Steve Young say you need a half to get back to being yourself. I mean, I think that I feel like that's an overstatement, but again, he played. He knows what he's talking about. But, Rob, you don't have any room for error in the NFL playoffs.
No, and we've seen people fall behind and can't get it back.
If it takes you half a quarter, that's too much.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope because if somebody gets hurt, Chris, it's the end of the world, right? It just is.
You'll never hear the end of it.
If Patrick Mahomes played this Sunday and broke a leg, oh, my, are you kidding? Like, it would be terrible.
Yep.
And the same thing. You mean Lamar has his MVP year, they're 13-3, and they're playing in a meaningless game, and he just got hurt. Oh, God.
And of course, they bring up, you know, he's been hurt the last 2 years.
Why would you play him?
How could you do that? The other thing, Rob, in relation to Purdy, and tell me where you are on this, but I feel like people forget, man, this dude is in his second year. His second year. And I get that they've got a lot of great players around him. There's no doubt. But he is in his second year. Other than Patrick Mahomes, we haven't seen a quarterback be in this type of playoff success, you know, this early in his career. And I'm not saying it's all due to him, obviously. I mean, Dak, you know, they made the playoffs when he was a rookie, and Lamar, you know, made the playoffs and struggled, you know, his first time there and stuff. You know, so I'm not saying it's totally unprecedented. But I think people forget he didn't even start all of last season. This guy has started 21 games. That's not even a season and a half. That's another reason, Rob, I feel like just him getting his game reps is important. And what I would do is I would tell those guys they're playing, and then I would probably play them the first half, at least the first quarter. I would play them at least the first quarter. We'll see if we want to play them the full half. But I just think it'd be good for him to get some more reps. He'll be okay if he doesn't, but this is a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience. This is a guy that just 2 games ago had 4 interceptions and the worst game of his career. I think, look, he's strong-minded. He did fine last week. He played well. He bounced back. But I don't think it would hurt him, Rob, if he went out there and played a half and threw for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half.
Now, my only thing is where – if you're the 49ers and you feel like you have a team that has a chance to get to the Super Bowl, Chris, right? And you got all the other pieces, parts. If he gets hurt, your dreams are gone. Right? Would we say that? They would be gone overnight.
Tough. That's the argument for him just playing a half. I mean, sorry. A
series
quarter,
or two.
Or maybe even a series. I just feel like a series, you don't get anything out of that. I think what you get out of playing a series, Rob, is that the guys prepared all week. Like,
see,
I was going to say,
and Chris, your pregame warm up, your pregame work. There's
mentally,
a lot of stuff.
There.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you got to gear up that you have to do. Because if you're going to take the field,
because you probably wouldn't tell them you're just playing a possession.
And you wouldn't go out there like your mentality is. I'm prepared to play, right? So I got to be ready to play so you don't go out there half-cocked.
Yeah, it's tough. Like you said, the last thing you would want is for somebody to get hurt, and you would never live it down. I don't care who you are. You would be criticized. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, especially in these two situations, Rob, where both Lamar and Purdy were hurt last year.
Right.
Right? So you would get crushed, and everybody talk about, oh, you were clearly the best team in the conference. And
why would you do it? The game doesn't matter. And that's the problem when you play games that don't matter.
Right.
In the NFL.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's a sport where when the games don't matter, we see it in college, right? We talked about it yesterday. I mean, when the games don't matter, it's hard to guys to be out
there. I'm going to be mad at players, right?
Right, right. They
Caleb Williams should play. Caleb Williams should play in a meaningless game. But this ain't for the national championship.
Right.
It's a meaningless bowl game. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
And he should play, and his whole future, they should play for the love of the game. Please. He's put in all that work to build himself up to that situation, and then you're going to let it happen. And there were players. Who was that guy from Michigan? Jake Butts?
Did he say they should be playing?
No, you remember? No, Jake Butts, Chris.
Oh, they got hurt.
That got hurt. Yeah, don't you remember that?
Yep, I do. Yep.
He got hurt in a bowl game.
Yep. Nah, you definitely don't want to do that. So it's interesting. You know, we'll see. But they've said they're going to rest him. So apparently he is not going to play. So he won't get injured, which is good. But I guess you've got to try to make those practices as intense as you can, Rob, without, you know, real contact and stuff. So.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.